So, a few days ago, it was National Mature Woman's Day. Well, of course, that speaks our language here, right? As we are beauties aging gracefully. I have been watching and actually realizing that I may up the ante on how often I do the Beauties Aging Gracefully podcast, as there's been so many amazing women, beauties aging gracefully that are in the news. You know, one of the first podcast episodes I did for Beauties Aging Gracefully, one of the first beauty notes was talking about Justine Bateman. And I've been seeing her in the press lately. It's been beautiful to see. Just recently, Drew Barrymore has been quite vocal about, as a beauty, aging gracefully, being in perimenopause. I mean, every time I see one of these stories, I'm like, okay, going to up the ante with the beauty notes and the video episodes, because it is such an amazing time to be a beauty aging gracefully. It is so beautiful to see that no longer are people uncomfortable, are women uncomfortable with discussing the things that happen as we age, you know, with the wisdom and the grace that comes with aging. We need to be able to have the conversations about the things. You know, we don't just get here without a couple of things happening along the way, you know? And how beautiful to see women owning this and having the conversations and doing it in a way that is so empowering. Ah. It makes me feel so good. You know, as I am in my, I'll be 45 this year, so pretty much mid 40s, the journey is still relatively new for me. But I am a woman who created Beauty Notes and Beauties Aging Gracefully because I think that it is of the utmost importance that we continue that which has always felt so good for us, our self-care, our maintenance, and never mind the power that comes with aging gracefully. What a gift. And it is so beautiful to see the conversations being had. We have so many beautiful, empowered women. Jane Fonda, she's out there just doing the darn thing. I mean, Oprah Winfrey, Gail King, the list is endless. Our queens, they're being vocal. They're talking about the journey. You know, it is tons of fun to be young and stunning. The world is your oyster. But we keep going. It doesn't top off. And it does my heart so good to see our fellow beauties out there sharing their stories, helping us all to be empowered. So, so much motivation. That being said, I am definitely in the process of figuring out how I will add to the beauty notes of Beauties Aging Gracefully, because it is such a wonderful time to, I said this to a friend the other day, it is such a wonderful time to be not only a woman, but for myself, a Black woman. I've always loved being a woman. I've always loved being a Black woman. And the comfort that I've always felt, it's so wonderful now to see others, all colors, all women, sharing their stories. and their seasons, if you will, starting from teens to 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, beyond. It's so wonderful. So that being said, I am just in the process of basking in all that is so wonderful. And I miss National Mature Women's Day. But when I saw it, I was like, oh geez, I need to do my beauty note stacked. So there is a lot of amazing things going on with women, as I said. We need to unpack. So within the next week, I will be doing a video as well as audio version of Beauty's Aging Gracefully, so we can do just that, unpack. Ugh, so many wonderful things. I cannot wait. I really can't. I enjoy being a girl. I enjoy being a woman. I enjoy seeing my sisters in their seasons embracing themselves. Today is Wednesday, April 12th, 2023, and this is your beauty note.